Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Burnout is Not a Personal Failure. I want to start by naming something that too many teachers carry quietly. Burnout. The exhaustion. The emotional fatigue. The feeling of being stretched thin. And here's what I need to say clearly. Burnout does not mean you're weak. It does not mean you are ineffective. It also does not mean that you don't care enough. In fact, often it means the opposite. Today, we are going to talk about what burnout really is and why it's not a character flaw. Before we get into it, though, I want to ground myself in gratitude. First thing that I'm thankful for is having outside activities that interest me. Things beyond school that give me energy and perspective. The second thing that I'm thankful for is being willing to take risks, new adventures, doing things that spark joy and keep that sense of adventure alive. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is my ability to regroup after challenging days with students, to reset, reflect, and come back steady, y'all. Well, those things matter more than we sometimes admit. With that being said, let's get into the main topic. Burnout is not a personal failure. First and foremost, burnout is often a sign that you care deeply. Burnout, it does not come from apathy, not at all. It comes from caring. Caring about student outcomes. Caring about emotional well-being. Teachers caring about classroom culture and teachers caring about doing things well. That's where burnout comes from, not apathy. And when teachers invest emotionally every single day, that energy has to come from somewhere. And when it's not replenished, depletion happens. That depletion is not failure. It's physics, y'all. It's just physics. Let me take you into a real day. You start strong. You show up prepared. But by the end of the day, you've redirected behavior dozens of times. You've answered countless questions. You've absorbed frustration. You've carried emotional weight. And you leave tired. Not just physically tired, but mentally tired. That's not weakness, y'all. That's human capacity being stretched. Systems, they contribute to the burnout. Burnout doesn't exist in isolation. It is influenced by increasing demands. It is impacted by shifting expectations, limited resources, and constant measurement. When the workload increases, when the teacher workload increases, but support doesn't, burnout grows. When teachers are asked to be everything, and Think about it. When teachers are asked to be the instructor, the counselor, the mediator, the data analysis, the mentor, burnout grows. This isn't about blame. It's about context, y'all. So let's talk about burnout and how burnout often feels like self-doubt. Burnout, it whispers things to us. Think about things that burnout says to us. Burnout is a crazy thing. It says things to us like, maybe I'm not cut out for this. Maybe I'm losing my edge. Maybe I'm not good enough anymore. Those are the things that burnout whispers to us. Exhaustion, y'all, it distorts perception. Tired brains tell untrue stories. And sometimes what feels like inadequacy is simply fatigue, y'all. Sometimes we're just tired. Rest is not laziness. Teachers often feel guilty for resting. Teachers feel guilty for unplugging, guilty for saying no, guilty for protecting time. But rest isn't indulgence. It's maintenance. Things like having outside interests, outside of school, adventure, moments with others, moments with ourselves, time with family. These aren't distractions from teaching. They sustain it, y'all. They do. So let's talk about regrouping and how regrouping is a skill. That regrouping after a hard day. We have to look at regrouping. We have a tough day. We can't have a tough day just destroy us and leave us destroyed. When we think about regrouping, we have to think about taking a walk, reflecting instead of replaying, reminding ourselves of the wins during the day, choosing not to carry tomorrow into today. See, regrouping is a skill. We have to be intentional about it. And it's not always automatic. It doesn't always come easy to us. It doesn't always come natural. For some, maybe it does. But for me, I've had to really be purposeful about it because I'm hard on myself. And I can be very critical of myself. And so I've really had to develop my regrouping skill. You can argue that it's a resilience type of approach. And see, resilience, it isn't about never being tired. It's about recovering. Burnout needs boundaries. Write that down. It's going to be in the test, y'all. Burnout needs boundaries. Burnout isn't fixed by trying harder. You try harder, guess what? You're just going to bring yourself out more if you're not taking care of yourself. So burnout isn't fixed by trying harder. It's eased by boundaries. Putting boundaries around time, around emotional availability. Having expectations boundaries when you deal with expectations and boundaries around perfection. Boy, nothing can destroy a really great teacher, a really great teacher who has a perfectionist mindset by having no boundaries around that perfection, that perfectionist type of approach. We have to have boundaries around that stuff, y'all. See, we have to admit to ourselves that we can't do everything. And when we can do that, that's not quitting. It's sustainability, y'all. It is. Because you are not the problem. This is important to say. You are not the problem. If you feel burned out, it doesn't automatically mean you're doing something wrong. It may just mean that you've been caring too much, or you haven't replenished enough, or the system is demanding more than what is reasonable. Naming that truth, identifying that truth, saying it out loud, saying that truth, it doesn't make you negative. It makes you aware. We have to also say that burnout doesn't define you. Burnout is a season. It's a signal. It's information. It is not identity. It does not define who you are as a human or as a teacher. You are not a burned out teacher. You are a teacher navigating a demanding profession. There's a difference there. So we got to take care of ourselves. It almost is cliche. And I know it gets even more frustrating if you have professionals use it in kind of a cliche way or telling us just to take care of ourselves. Or implying that we're not taking care of ourselves and that it's our fault too. That's something we could unravel all of that, really. But ultimately, today's topic, today we're just focusing today on burnout and pointing out, stressing, focusing on that it's not a personal failure. You are not a failure for feeling burnout. And burnout does not define you or does not mean it's your career ending either. As I do my reflective closing, hear me say that if you are tired, that doesn't mean you are failing. If you're stretched, that doesn't mean you're weak. If you've questioned yourself, that doesn't mean you've lost your calling. Burnout? It is not a personal failure. It's a signal to protect your humanity. If you don't protect your humanity, who will? You have to protect your humanity first and foremost. You have to take care of yourself first and foremost. Think about if you've ever flown in an airplane before and they say, in the case of an emergency, put your own oxygen mask on first, and then put it on others. In the case of an emergency, where if the internal space of a plane, where the cabin pressure changes, or if oxygen goes out, and you focus on putting oxygen masks on everyone around you, but not yourself, well, that's not going to turn out good for you. Same thing for teachers. You have to prioritize yourself. You have to take care of yourself first and foremost. Once again, burnout is not a personal failure. It is a flashing sign to protect, a reminder to protect your humanity. And see, protecting your humanity, it might be the most professional thing you can do. So I want you to sit with that and think about that, because that's some powerful thinking right there. So with that being said, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts, y'all. And hit me up with a 5-star review and jump on there and give a review if you would. It helps more teachers to find this space. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.